£19,000 per year elite London school teaching Meghan Markle inspired white privilege lessons. By Kurt Zindulka on October 18, 2021. An elite private school in London that charges pupils up to £19,000 per year has been teaching white privilege lessons on the supposed racism faced by Meghan Markle. Following the death of George Floyd and the re-emergence of the Black Lives Matter movement in America and Britain, St. Dunstan's College in Catford, southeast London launched a series of white privilege lessons for children as young as 9 years old. Meghan and Harry infamous interview with Oprah Winfrey interview in which the pair made allegations of racism against the royal family in regards to Meghan's mixed-race background and the false claim that the couple's son Archie was passed over for a royal title because of his skin tone, has been included in the lessons according to the Daily Mail. Other topics of lessons at the elite school have included why the UK has not had a minority as prime minister or why James Bond has been only portrayed in film by white men. St. Dunstan's headmaster, Nicholas Hewlett, said, "This is all about helping young people understand the importance of unpicking, listening and talking about societal issues that matter. We run the risk of an increasingly polarized society where different generations become entrenched in their positions of difference, and that cannot be healthy." The headmaster, who made headlines earlier this year after announcing to students that he was married to a man in an assembly, continued, "Schools have an essential role to tackle these issues and concepts by airing them and discussing them, helping young people hear different viewpoints and articulate their own thinking. This is far more important than what white privilege is or isn't. Students have also been lectured on the dangers of committing so-called microaggressions, such as when Labour MP Dawn Butler claimed that another MP mistook her for a cleaner in the House of Commons, or when Tory MP James Gray was accused of being racist for confusing Cabinet Minister Nadeem Zahawi for Sajid Javid because they are both of Asian descent." Over the past year, schools and universities throughout Britain have increasingly adopted the language and philosophies of the far left. In Errol, for example, the National Education Union, NEU, demanded that toddlers should be taught about the supposed evils of white privilege in order to develop anti-racist views within the minds of children. The NOI has also said there is an urgent need for activist training for teachers on subjects such as whiteness and anti-racism in order to give them tools for critical self-reflection and understanding the system. At the same time as the woke lurch in the education system, it has been revealed that the white working class have been falling behind other ethnic minorities in terms of academic performance, with white boys becoming the only demographic to have declining university admissions last year. Some have suggested that the widespread use of terms such as white privilege and toxic masculinity have only furthered the plight facing the white working class, with educators keener to cater to more fashionable causes, such as supporting ethnic minorities. In an interview with Breitbart London, mixed-race former educator and political commentator Calvin Robinson said last year, "I saw firsthand that black children of African descent excel throughout their time in school, and are far more likely to go to university." On the flip side of that coin, working-class white boys are the most disadvantaged, and very few people seem brave enough to address the problem. The evidence suggests that if the UK is racist, it's not in the way the hard left would accept. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.